If I could talk, the stories I could tell is the Bill Elder Podcast on this 23rd day of August, 2010. You know, these are all going to sort of be one theme this week because I've been thinking about radio a lot. And you know, someone asked me, what age did I begin broadcasting? Well, I was 15 and a half. You had to have a license back then to be on radio, like a third class license. I had to go up to Atlanta. I remember it was during Christmas. And I went up to take my test. My sister was living in an apartment up there, Colonial Homes. How I remember that, I don't know. and I took the test, and I knew. I mean, this was critical, folks. If I took the test and failed, I didn't have a job. If I passed, I'd be working at MAZ, my first job in radio. Now, how I got to MAZ is really sort of a miracle. My dad's office was on the 10th floor of an office building, and on the 5th floor of that building was WMAZ Radio. And one day, I dropped down 5 floors nervously, rang the doorbell, and Gary Gunter answered the door. He was a teenager that was working there then. He was maybe 16, 17 years old. And for the next 2 years, I watched him on the air. I studied. You know, I loved that business, and I wanted to be in it. Eventually, he started to trust me, and he let me play around in some of the production studios and kind of, you know, learn my way around. You have to understand, radio was all we had. And eventually, I ended up at the Top 40 station, which was the teen rock station, and that was really where I needed to be. That was where I found my real style. I loved music. I wanted to be as near to the music as possible. If you could imagine, you know, the only place that a teenager had to find brand new music was on the radio, on their station, on the Top 40 station. And it was just incredible because all this rock music that we still love today was coming out for the first time. And when I started radio in 1970, the Beatles had just broken up the year before. Solo albums started coming out. I remember the first week I worked at the Big X, hey, we just got in the brand new McCartney single album. When I was a kid, I used to I'd be under the covers, under the sheets, listening, you know, with earphones on to radio stations all over the country, the big 50,000-watt clear channel stations, WABC 77 up in New York. In the afternoons, Dan Ingram would play the hits.
Oh, yes. Linston Darman, number 27 of the Top 100 of 1970. John Ono Lennon right here on WABC, 21 past 3 right now.
WABC, Top 100 of the year.
Number 17. Yeah, it's by Shocking Blues called Venus.
Right on.
These were people that we had relationships with. I mean, we listened to them all the time. They were our friends. They were in the cars with us all the time. In the radios we had constantly on in the background. It was an ever-driving present force. You have no idea what it was like to be there when the music was first coming out. I mean, my gosh, it was insane. Could you imagine? Every day you turn on the radio and you say, oh my gosh, the Rolling Stones have got a brand new song out. The Beatles have just released a brand new album. Listen to Herman's Hermits. Oh my God, it's Loving Spoonful. Janis Joplin. Listen to the guitar that Jimi Hendrix is playing. All brand new at the time. Nobody had ever heard this stuff before. That's what made it magical. You knew you were right in the middle of something that was going to be huge. And you know what? Today, that music still holds its own. People buy that music because it can't be done any better. I'm so grateful to have been alive when it happened the first time. We'll see you soon.